Let me ask you something. What if everyone around you adjusted, except you? You keep doing what you've always done because it makes sense to you. The habits still feel right. The conversations still sound normal. The expectations still feel reasonable. And then one day, you realize the room changed around you a long time ago. You were just the last one to notice. This is Echoes from the Peak. Most change happens slowly enough that no one sees it while it is happening. Inside organizations, relationships, friendships, families, the shift is usually gradual. People absorb small adjustments at one time. Eventually, what once felt like the current version of normal quietly becomes the old one. Nobody announces it. There is no moment where everyone stops and agrees things are different now. People simply begin adjusting. Life keeps moving. And from the inside, it rarely feels obvious. You keep approaching things the way you always have because those approaches once worked. They produced results. They helped you navigate things that mattered. That history builds confidence. Confidence makes familiar patterns feel current long after the world around them has moved on. You experience yourself as consistent. Other people begin experiencing you as fixed. That gap, it grows quietly before anyone names it. Usually it is subtle. A conversation lands differently than it used to. A reaction feels slightly delayed. A room that once felt easy to read starts carrying friction that you cannot quite locate. You notice it, but not enough to question yourself. It feels like something external shifted. So you move past it. That is the easier assumption. And easier assumptions tend to stick. Then more moments arrive. Conversations feel shorter than they used to. Responses feel more careful. Reactions that were once automatic now feel measured in a way that lingers with you afterward. And slowly something settles in. The environment around you has been adapting to changes you never fully adjusted to yourself. And that realization rarely arrives loudly. It tends to arrive quietly and then stay with you. It becomes especially visible in leadership because leadership creates momentum around behavior. A leader builds confidence in patterns that produced results, and those patterns become woven into how they communicate, handle pressure, and interact with people. The longer they work, the more natural they feel. The more natural they feel, the harder they are to question. And then the environment changes. People change. Expectations change. The emotional needs of teams change. The way people interpret tone, trust, visibility, and pressure shifts over time. If the leader adapts slower than the environment, the gap grows without announcing itself. People begin working around the pattern rather than through it. The leader notices outcomes, but not the cause. And by the time it becomes visible, the distance is already significant. And that is where relevance drifts. Not through collapse, but through a slow, quiet receding. Most people imagine drift as something they would feel happening. Usually, they do not. It feels like another Tuesday, another normal week. You can continue approaching situation in ways that make complete sense from the inside because you are measuring them against the experiences that shape them. Those experiences were real. They worked. They built confidence. Confidence that was not imagined. Meanwhile, everyone else has adjusted to something else. Because their adjustment happened gradually, too. Nobody stopped to point out when the distance started forming. Now, this does not stay at work. You see it in relationships. Someone close to you begins responding more carefully than they used to. Your conversations feel more measured. And there is a tension underneath them that never fully surfaces directly. Now, at first, you assume it's temporary, a phase, something that they are carrying. And then you realize something changed slowly enough that neither of you have stopped to talk about it while it was happening. Now, the gap has been there long enough that it almost feels like a part of the relationship rather than something quietly drifted in. That is unsettling in a different way, because it forces you to recognize that the distance does not always arrive through conflict. Sometimes it forms through the quiet accumulation of small adjustments nobody named. Most people do not risk change because they consciously reject it. They resist it because their current way of operating still feels correct to them internally. And that is what makes this difficult to identify in yourself. You're not trying to stay behind. You are trusting what worked, and what worked became tied to your identity, your confidence, and your understanding of how things function. Letting go of that does not feel like adjustment from the inside. It feels like loss. And loss is harder than most people realize from the outside looking in. Now, usually there is a moment where the gap finally surfaces. Sometimes it is a conversation. Sometimes it is feedback that lands sideways. Sometimes it is simply recognizing that the people around you no longer respond to the way they once did. And you are not entirely sure when that changed. Now, externally, the moment often looks small. Internally, it can feel enormous. Because you are not simply seeing a gap. You are realizing it has been forming a long time while your attention was somewhere else. And once you see it, you cannot completely unsee it. Now, the hardest part is that consistency and stagnation can feel identical from the inside. Both feel familiar. Both feel stable. And both allow you to continue operating in ways that once made sense. The difference usually only becomes visible through what the environment around you reflects back over time. That is why self-awareness becomes more important, not less, the longer someone carries responsibility or influence. Without it, people begin protecting old versions of themselves while believing they are protecting standards. And those are not always the same thing. Most people imagine change as something obvious, disruptive, something they would feel arriving. Some of the most consequential changes happen quietly enough that people only recognize them after the distance has already formed. Not through one dramatic event, but through the slow accumulation of conversations, expectations, reactions, and adjustments happening just below the surface of ordinary life. Sometimes the last person to notice the shift is the person standing in the middle of it. That is today's echo. It fades here, but it is yours now. If everyone around you adjusted except you, would you recognize it while it was happening? Or only after the gap became impossible to ignore? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.